Triple M, Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, we have this number that the team has given us. Our producers have handed this over, and they said, if you want to talk politics, just call this. No idea who's on the other end of this line, but they are waiting. G'day, mate. How's it going? Tell us your name and a bit about yourself.
Well, look, boys, my name is none of your beeswax. The bottom line is, I'm a Struther, okay? Which is an Australian supporter of Q Anonymous. Although here in Australia, we've abbreviated like we do everything else, so we call ourselves Q Beauties or Q Utility Vehicles, okay? Perhaps you've heard of us, right? We stormed the Capitol in the US after Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. The most upsetting thing to happen to Trump since McDonald's made the Happy Meals ages 10 and under, okay? Now, I'm a sovereign citizen, which means Australian laws do not apply to me, and I don't pay for grapes that I eat in the Coles fresh produce when I steal them, okay? I'm calling in because I'm sick of sheeples such as yourselves spouting total lies, okay? It's people like you, which is why I dropped out of school. That and the fact that they don't let you do year eight three times. Thanks a lot, Mask McGowan.
So I take it you don't like the Premier.
Oh, no, I don't like Mask McGowan. No, I don't, okay? Trying to make me wear masks is ridiculous because now I can't tell women on public transport to smile, which everyone knows they love. He also wants to make single-use plastics illegal, and if we do that, then who are football players going to take to the Brownlows, huh?
So, obviously, a few problems with the media as well.
Yeah, I got a few problems with the media, mate. All right, I hate the media, except for Joe Rogan, all right? He's like, if thalidomide was a person, okay? He knows all about it, okay? He knows about the chemtrails, he knows about the 5G, he knows about the fact that Fredo Frog Chocolate is modeled after Clive Palmer's face. No one's talking about that, okay? And all you guys do is make us sick. I'm about to vomit just being near all these radio waves, and I'm barely even eating all my dewormer today, okay? It's all 5G. It's going into your brain, okay? It's making you insane like the tradies who mix pre-workout with Dare Ice coffee and then storm a construction site toilet like it was the Ukrainian border, okay? The only 5Gs I put up with are from my dealer because he has a sick horse, so he gets unlimited ketamine.
And what do you think of COVID?
Oh, what do I think of COVID? Novid, okay? It's all a hoax. They just invented it, okay? So now men in Perth have to stay 1.5 metres away from women we don't know, which is like, that's going to ruin Northbridge. It's a feminist agenda, okay? They want to keep taking their vaccines, and they don't know what's in them. My girlfriend had the vaccine, and now she's pregnant and dating someone else. So what does that tell you? Huh? If the scientists are so smart, then how come the last few seconds of a microwave say cooling instead of heating? Isn't that what they're meant to be doing? I'm sick. Look, I'm just sick of this. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of being treated like a second-hand...
We know we live in the best place on earth.
Did you just try and cut silence me?
No, mate. No. Apologies. Keep going there. That was... sorry, mate. Technical difficulties. I really do apologise. Please continue.
Technical difficulties. Okay. Why don't I check your emails, Hillary? I'm sick of being treated like this, like a second-hand citizen, all right? I'm looked at like I'm disgusting, like I'm a freak.
Look, mate, do you mean it's because you haven't had the vaccine?
No, because I'm under 6 foot, okay? And if you look at the rallies, I think it's pretty common. We're all under 6 foot, actually. And if you notice that, you start going like, hey, actually, this makes sense about why they're really upset about what they're actually upset. And they can make their problem someone else, but they don't have to go to family court. So, look. I'm outraged.
Mate, all we need to know is which way are you voting for this next election?
Oh, it's already been decided who's going to win, all right? Your vote is as useless as deodorant, okay? That being said, I like Clive Palmer because he really speaks to me in the sense that I also think airline seats are too small and that bananas in pyjamas are part of ABC's gay agenda, okay? And look, I have to go, okay? Now, I'm going to end this on my terms because I'm pretty sure this phone call is being recorded by the government because I keep getting calls about an outstanding balance on my Blockbuster card, but I don't even have a DVD player. I sold it to buy alfoil for condoms. How's that sit for you, boys? I'm ending this now. Goodbye.